Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby bunts towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila scores. Rosen moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strickland fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hegan moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive towards third. Rosen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Marshall moves to second. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.